So this will be the final presentation regarding the procedures for the subsidy project. So we'd like to ask the next person to speak about, or rather Mr. Asai from MRI to speak about that. So from the project management office, I would like to talk about the procedures of the project. And there may be some overlap with the previous explanation, but I would like to review this from the perspective of explaining the procedures. In giving you this explanation, in the bottom of the page, in the middle, it gives you the page number, so I will explain according to that. So if you could please refer to page 2. I will be talking about these three major points today, and it's looking at the outline of the procedure for the RFP and points of attention in terms of the procedure, and also main documents that we'd like you to read carefully. Please refer to page 3. This is giving you the outline of the procedures. There are three stages that I'd like to go over. First of all is until the adoption of the entity or selection, and number 2, until the commencement of the project, and number 3, the stage after commencement until the end, when there will be the payout. So those three stages will be covered. Please refer to page 4. Until the entity is selected, these are the main procedures or processes that take place. The actual announcement of the RFP and information session, the announcement was on June 27th, and today is the information session. And after that, the application documents will be submitted by the applicants, and the deadline for that is August 27th, as was explained before. And I will go through this a little bit in detail on page 8 and 9 later on. After that, there will be a committee that will evaluate the applications, and I will use page 10 to discuss that in detail. After the deliberation, it will be decided whether the proposal is selected or not, and this will be notified from the PMO, and that will be done mid-September. Next, on page 5. The entity that is selected, or entities that are selected, will start on the process for applying for the subsidy, and therefore we will have more detailed breakdown of the content of the activity and costs. And I will talk about that later on in detail. In terms of the application, METI and the entity and PMO will be looking at the details and making the necessary coordination as described here. And then the subsidy amount will be decided in October, or rather the subsidy will be decided in October. Next, on page 6. After the subsidy will be decided, the activities will also commence. After the commencement of the project, periodic reports will be provided by the entity. There is the interim report and the final report. The completion of the project has to be at least by March 31st, 2015. Of course, if the project concludes earlier, that is fine. Once the project concludes, the performance results will be submitted, and the latest date for that will be April 10th. And if the project is completed at an early date, then the report shall be submitted within 30 days of the date of completion. I will talk a little bit more on page 12 about the result report. Based on the result report as shown here, we will look at the results as well as the expenses and inspect that as well. And then the PMO will decide on the subsidy amount. Once the amount is decided, the entity will issue an invoice and the fund will pay out that amount. That is the basic process. Page 7 describes the items, four items of a particular attention in terms of the procedure. On page 8, first of all, this is regarding the application documents. And this is some overlap with the previous presentation, but the deadline is August 27th, noon, Japan time. And the point of submittal is the web system, and this will be available starting July 11th. And we will not accept email attachments or by post. And however, if you do make prior arrangements with the PMO, it may be possible for you to hand deliver the documents in paper format. The application documents can be completed in English or Japanese, and you will be required to submit Form 1, 2, 3, 4, and others. So please pay special attention to this. As already described, the please refer to the guidelines in detail to develop your applications. Moving on to page 9. Regarding the application documents, there are several points that I'd like to go over. The first item was already covered, so I will skip that. But the second item is that the application documents will not be returned to the applicant. And this will be the case even if the application is submitted in paper format. The application documents will be subject to information disclosure. So if there is any information that cannot be disclosed, please make sure to clarify those areas. The third item is that if there are any items that may be eligible for intellectual property rights, please take the necessary measures to protect that based on your own responsibility and discretion. The one below here, number 4, the fourth bullet, when you make the submittal, that does not mean that the intellectual rights contained will be transferred to us or the government. The licenses will not be automatically transferred to any entity, so please be rest assured about that. And also, number 5, the content that is submitted must be under the responsibility of the applicant. And page 10, this is regarding the evaluation. The evaluation will be based on the application documents, and there will be a committee of experts that will be performing the evaluation, and there may be some presentations, there may be some hearing interviews or site visits, and there may be some additional information that will be requested. The items 3, 4, 5 is not will be applicable once that entity is selected. So that will be an individual contact between us and the entity that has been selected. Please refer to page 11. And this is regarding the application for the subsidy. This is only applicable if the entity is selected. But I'd like to share this information for your reference. If the entity is selected, the content of the project and cost indicated in the application document will be broken down further in detail and submitted as an application form. And this is going to be discussed amongst METI, the entity, and the PMO, and coordinated. And based on this coordination, the content of the application may be altered. And in that case, the application for the subsidy will be resubmitted. Page 12. This is regarding the report of results. Once the project is completed, this result of reports will be, report of results will be submitted, and this will be necessary for those entities that are only selected. And this is only for your reference as well. Once the project is completed, the content, the profit and loss, and other items of the project will be submitted to the PMO. PMO will verify based on the performance about the content as well as the accounting finances. And the PMO may visit on site, will visit on site, and METI personnel may also accompany a PMO staff. In terms of the subsidy expenses, there needs to be a ledger as well as the evidence documents. And these items will be checked by the PMO. And based on that, the subsidy amount will be finalized. Page 13, these are the documents that are required. On page 14, the table describes the documents that are especially important for you to read. Today, in this information session for the RFP, there's a website where all of these documents can be downloaded from. So please make sure to read this, these documents. At the very bottom of the table, there is the subsidized project administration manual. And there is some different accounting measures or methods that need to be employed for this particular project that are different from general practices. So please make sure to look at this administration manual for those details. On page 15, this describes a bit more of what the manual talks about, but there are three points especially that are highlighted here. I will not be able to explain every single detail contained in the manual, but there are many items that require special care and attention. So please make sure you read through the manuals thoroughly. So that concludes the session on the procedures. And we'd like to ask for your questions at the end. Thank you.